ilaha
illallah.
I look at all of you guys and I see everyone's just such a gentleman. Everyone's very, I can't even explain it. There's not a word for it.
He's explaining now. I'm like, oh man, like, what am I about to do? Oh man, I just remember it was super intense.
The owner of it was Muslim, and I would see him praying at certain times. I would go to his office with a question, and he'd be in there praying with
me. What I loved about Islam is that, you know, me being around them, they never, you know, their dawah is just the way how they interact with people.
And I'll tell you what, I'm really excited. The Deen Center is becoming a reality. Allahu Akbar, pulling the resources together, making this dream a reality. A mega dawah center in the United States. Allahu Akbar. This is the future and it's happening. We've got the location, but now we gotta get the work going. We gotta build the masjid. We gotta build the dawah center. We need you to donate now, not for me, not for Eddie, but for that masjid, for that house of Allah that Allah would be worshipped in. We need to build that dawah center where people can come from across the world and come and get trained in how to give dawah. And non-Muslims can come and learn about Islam. We gotta get this done. Everybody, donate. Let's do this together. It's happening. Allahu Akbar. There is none greater
than the... Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. In the house, Sheikh Uthman. How are you?
Hayyakum Allah. Your brother Uthman. Hayyakum Allah.
Sheikh Uthman. So we go from Cali to the jungles of Indonesia. To Chicago.
The jungles of Chicago.
To the jungles of Chicago. You feel at home here, don't you?
Alhamdulillah, I love Chicago. I love the people of Chicago. I can't tell you how happy I am to see all these young brothers, these young faces that came out. All the events have been packed. And, you know, we have a lot of haters out there. A lot of people that want to stop the da'wah. A lot of people that are jealous from the community, from outside, from around the world. But this is a sign that they can't stop the da'wah. Alhamdulillah.
Are you seeing this more the youth that are coming back to the deen, in the deen, are really strong in the deen?
Alhamdulillah. You know, we have full yaqeen. We have full belief in the words of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, told us that this religion will reach everywhere that the day and the night reach. Every household, mud or firm, this religion will reach it. And we're seeing this prophecy of this true prophet coming true in our time. In the earlier times, it would be hard to imagine that a message would reach every house. You know, even if you had missionaries and you had people going around, they wouldn't reach every house. But with the internet, with YouTube, with TikTok, with Instagram, with all these social media platforms, whatever evil may be there, but from the good of it, Islam is reaching every house. And we're seeing it. The youth are standing up. Instead of wasting their time watching fail videos and watching, you know, prank videos, they're using their social media for da'wah. I've been around the world recently. I was in Malaysia, I was in Thailand. You guys can see the videos. And people everywhere that would never have run into Islam because of all of you who share the videos, who make clips, who put it on your WhatsApp statuses, who make Instagram reels, because of you, they come up to me and say, I want to become Muslim. I saw your video, Islam makes sense. You know, every household is learning about Islam.
SubhanAllah, you wouldn't...
No, that was weak. Allahu Akbar! There you go.
For the not yet Muslims out there, you know, and they say, oh man, what are these guys saying now?
When we say Allahu Akbar, we say Allah is the greatest. You know, the same way that you find in the New Testament, Jesus saying the Father is the greatest. You know, like you find in the Old Testament about God being the most high. We believe as Muslims that Allah, the one creator, the one who sent Abraham, the one who sent Moses, the one who sent Jesus, the one who sent Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, that he is the greatest, the only one worthy of worship. And this is something we're proud of. You know, when we pray, we begin our prayer by saying Allahu Akbar. When something is good, we say Allahu Akbar. And you know, if it's time for battle, we say Allahu Akbar.
Tell me this. So now, back to this fulfillment of this prophecy, you were literally in the jungles of Indonesia in a place that now you couldn't get to with a car. and the message was even reaching there. Can you talk about this?
Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah. Ourselves, we're nothing. Me, you, I mean, anybody who thinks that their own intelligence or their own intellect or their effort is anything doesn't recognize the greatness of our Creator. We thank Allah. I went to Indonesia, and we went to an area where missionaries had gone out. You know, people talk about, oh, Christians can't preach their message. You go to Indonesia. When I was there, there was around 3,000 Christian missionaries, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, every different type, Catholics out there trying to misguide people openly with visas and everything. We went out to one area, and these missionaries went out, and that video is already online on the One Message Foundation channel. You can see it. They brought alcohol. They brought cigarettes. They didn't come to improve the society. They brought ills with them. And they went to this community in a faraway remote area in Indonesia, and they told them, we're going to build you an English language school. And they lied. Right? They talk about these tricks, but they lied. And instead, they built a church. And they brought money in. They made videos, got money from the 700 Club and all these different Christian preaching organizations. I don't even know their names. And they started to bribe the people with alcohol, with cigarettes. And this town that was 80% Muslim, they tricked them, their kids, brought them into church, and converted them to leave Islam. You know, all these people had left Islam. Alhamdulillah, me and some of the local brothers who were reversed themselves, we went out there, we started doing da'wah. Within a week out there, alhamdulillah, those people, they left those ills. They told the missionaries, we don't care about your money, we don't need it. We didn't pay them. We didn't bribe them. We don't go out and bribe people. We don't go out and give alcohol. We told them, you have to give up these bad habits because these things harm you. Islam is there to improve you. Alhamdulillah, you can see the video. The chief of the village, he took the shahada. Then we went out around the village, and in big groups, we gave out shahadas. Alhamdulillah, 200 people became Muslim there. Alhamdulillah, the entire village, 90% more, all, even the ones that weren't Muslim before became Muslims. We went out to the areas that are in the jungles. In the jungle, I mean, inshallah, that video will post soon. We still haven't posted it. These people, you can't get to them. It's not like you just drive up. You drive up as far as you can, and then there's a four-day hike. And, you know, I mean, I didn't go all the way in because four-day hiking is not for me, man. I was like, we'll do that another time. I got to work out first, and I got to grapple with you a little bit. But we went out to those areas, to the outskirts of those areas, and we met these people who till today live as if they were cavemen. I mean, they walk around naked. They're cannibals. I mean, can you imagine in our day and time in Indonesia, this is the importance of that why we have to do da'wah. And these people, they have no concept of marriage. These people, they if they see a woman and they force. You know, they have no concept of right and wrong. You know, they still live in trees. If they see you, you're not from them, they'll just shoot you with an arrow and they'll eat you up. So this is, seriously, they'll eat you, you know. So this is a very, I mean, I was shocked that till our time we have people like this. But alhamdulillah, we spoke to some of them that already became Muslim. We interviewed them, and they don't speak the Indonesian Bahasa language. They have their own language. So we had to have like a translator for a translator. And alhamdulillah, they talked about how their life changed, how they improved with Islam. Christians also go out there. I mean, they put that work in, but they don't improve them. They give them alcohol. They give them cigarettes. They just tell them, put on a cross. Jesus died for your sins. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you see them still walking around naked but with a cross on. Like, how does that help you, right? But alhamdulillah, the ones that became Muslim, you'll see videos, inshallah, soon on the One Message Foundation channel. They were memorizing Quran. You see them clothed. Some of them took the shahada with me out there, alhamdulillah. And we trained them to understand right from wrong. I mean, for them, they didn't even consider incest to be bad. And what's strange to me is a lot of what I saw that I was shocked at is where society in America is going.
It's heading, right?
You know, in America, we're getting more and more naked. You know, we're getting less and less morals. The idea of marriage and man and woman, all these things are being attacked. So we're not progressing. We're degressing.
Do they know the pronouns over there?
Yeah, you can choose whatever you like if you eat people up, man. But alhamdulillah, by the will of Allah, we had many of them that became Muslim, and many more that are becoming Muslim. And inshallah, I intend someday to go back and hike up all the way in there and speak to them. And by the will of Allah, all of them are going to enter Islam, and they're going to leave those evil habits. And Islam makes you the best version of yourself. Islam improves you. Islam changes you. And that's why, alhamdulillah, everywhere in the world, Islam is growing. The future is ours. Brothers, there's no question. The future is ours. The only question is, are you going to be a part of the da'wah? Or are you going to be one of those haters sitting around backbiting and looking for faults and making excuses? Or are you going to be a part of Islam reaching every household? For us, we don't do it for money. We don't do it for fun. We do it for the one, the only one that deserves to be worshipped, Allah. That's why we do it. That's our mission. Missionaries, they put a lot of work in. You know, they do more work. The Mormons, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they do more work than us. Catholic charities go out to Africa, they do more work than us. But they're not doing it for God. They're doing it for their monetary gain. That's why the Mormon church wants 10% of your check. You know, those Mormon elders, I saw them in Utah, they be living large, right? That's why you look at the Pope, you know, like talking about, you know, all this stuff about being close with God. Go look at his cars, look at his houses. What job does he work? You know? Where I'm out here, I work a job. You know, I'm here. Last weekend I was in Dallas, went home, I had an audit. You know, may Allah reward my family for their patience. I mean, had to go work 12-hour days, had to earn my living to feed my family because I don't take a penny, not from OMF, not from the masjid. You can ask the brothers organizing this trip, I'm not taking money. Why? Because we don't do it for that. We do it because we believe in what we're preaching. And that's why I challenge all these Christian apologists and all these Christian debaters and this Hammer Times and Mad Dogs or whatever they are, right? Go cancel your Patreons. Go give up your money and then come in debate and then see if you're really doing it for God.
SubhanAllah. It's one thing us talking about this, but we have a live example.
Special guest.
Special guest now. This is a surprise. Unplanned.
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 Allah planned it.
Allah planned it. He's the best of planners.
Because Allah is the best of planners.
So we have this young brother, Bobby, that we'd like to invite up.
Come up.
Come up, Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So, Bobby, tell us a little about yourself.
I grew up here in Chicago, more on the north side. I never really had too much of a religion background here. I was more so, I had a thought of God, like an idea, just from my parents. But I really love being here just because of the feeling is more so, it's very welcoming feeling. I feel like I have a lot of brothers here already. This is my first day being here in a mosque at all. And it just really makes me feel better as a person. Every time I read the Quran, every time I do research on it and try to be more into it. I just want to thank you all for having me here and also just being so welcoming.
Alhamdulillah, you're our brother. You're welcome. And we were just talking. You know, this is the first time I've met Brother Bobby. You know, he just came into the masjid, and first thing, he learned about Islam from watching the OMF videos. So all of you that are out there sharing the videos, promoting this, you guys are a part of the reward for this will be with you. Secondly, you know, I really liked something we were talking about earlier when we just met before the prayer, when you were talking about other religions just being a coping mechanism, where you kind of just throw everything off, you know, you sin, you do whatever, and you say, Jesus died for my sins, you know. I confess, that's okay, you know. But how you felt when you read the Quran, tell us about it.
There was a lot, for me personally, there's a lot of personal, drama, I guess I'd say, and things going on with my parents and things that have my mind kind of full. And just today I just read the Quran on my lunch break as I've been trying to do daily as I'm at work. And just as soon as I closed it, when the lunch break was over, I just felt better. Like my confidence was raised, everything was better, and with the same things going on, but better prepared by Allah, by God, I believe.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Come on,
Takbir. That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Alhamdulillah, you know, one thing that's, again, amazing about Brother Bobby, that, you know, he didn't grow up around Muslim. He didn't, you know, Islam reached him, like we were speaking earlier, that Islam is reaching every household. Everywhere, the day and the night, Islam is reaching. Alhamdulillah. And I think that's wonderful.
I'm curious, how long ago did Bobby, did you take your shahada, accept Islam?
He hasn't done the shahada yet.
Allahu Akbar.
That's what we're here
it's
for
a beautiful opportunity. All right. So how's your quest? So it's been going great, huh? What's your tell us in brief your background.
I'm half Polish, half Mexican, and then just never grew up more of a lower class family, I suppose. Not so much money, just trying to. I would say when I was younger, I suppose I've always wanted to kind of fit in and have brothers and just more of a family life, more of a family feeling. And then like a lot of what got into it was a job I was working. The owner of it was Muslim, and I would see him praying at certain times. I would go to his office with a question, and he'd be in there praying with the lights off, so I would come back and not say anything. And I was talking to his son a lot about it, and he told me one of the three main things is having love for like the fellow person, being disciplined, being humble. And those are three things that I already value a lot, and things that I'm looking forward to being more immersed in. And just are really three things that I want to keep being. You know, I want to keep being what I am, a peaceful person, like a loving person. And as you mentioned a little bit, the things nowadays, the degeneracy, and like even younger, before I was like this, I didn't even like to like see it, like certain things online, like certain, you know, sexuality things, and it's never been something that I've loved to see and like all up in my face and certain things.
That's
like
the fitrah, huh? The
fitrah. Insan, you know, this is something one of the great scholars was talking about, that Allah blesses the human with an inner understanding of right and wrong. And that's why even when the people that do whatever evil they do, if you look at them when they're doing, if you catch them at that time, they'll feel ashamed. You know, even, you know, these strip clubs or whatever, they're always gonna have a back door. Why? Because they know what they're doing is wrong. The fitrah tells them, but it's the hawa, the desires that overpower people. And that's the beautiful thing about Islam. We don't just say, okay, I believe in Jesus, that's it. Oh no, no, no. We believe that we need to strive and struggle with our shortcomings, with the mercy of our Creator. We need to strive and struggle to be the best we can be.
Ascribe to any particular religion in the past, before your parents or?
I never fully subscribed, but I would do little prayers sometimes. And I had a thought of God, sometimes I would like, thank God. So I feel like I believed enough, but I never started reading the Bible or anything like that to get more into it. But like a couple of years ago, I would start to do prayers in the morning where I would get on the knee and just say things to be better for me and my family and the people around me. And then I think it's kind of a coincidence I would like think to get on my knee, and then with the way we pray here.
Yes.
I would put my head down and close my eyes and try to like feel it and just do certain things and just try to feel it. Like, I feel like a lot of things are a feeling process. Like I said, when I stopped reading the Quran, I just felt better. Like it just, you know, and the only thing that changed was me reading the Quran, was me accepting it more.
Alhamdulillah. So now for the big question. Anything about the Islamic creed that you disagree with or just holding you back?
No.
You believe there's one God?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that God is the only God that deserves to be worshipped?
Yes, God is the
only God. No prophets, no saints, no monkeys, no blue guys flying around to be worshipped?
No, not so.
Yeah. No cows?
definitely.
No steaks? Burgers and ribs.
As good as it may, maybe, you know.
You can eat them up.
that God sent us prophets?
Yes, I do. That would be how the word would be
said. Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them. Do you believe those were prophets?
Yes, I do.
Alright, that's it. You're Muslim, man. We're going to read your Shahada.
I agree.
Arabic first or English first? Famous question.
Still Arabic first.
Arabic, alright.
I think it's a little harder first. So.
Alright, if you like to do the hard things first, you're a tough guy.
Yeah,
I like
it. Yeah, I like
to
work with you. Know,
alright, man. You eat your veggies first, huh?
Alright.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Al.
Al.
La.
La.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
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 Wa.
Wa.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammada.
Muhammada.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasulu.
Wa rasulu.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Come on, Chicago, you gotta do better, man. I gotta wake up the New York brothers with this. Alright, we're gonna do English now. You ready?
Yes.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
There is none worthy of worship.
There is none worthy of worship.
Except Allah.
Except Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Is the servant.
Is he servant.
And messenger of Allah.
And messenger of Allah.
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Alright, we good, we good. Excellent, man. This is the greatest day of your life. You are a Muslim today. Alhamdulillah. Your life has just begun. You feel that peace. You felt that tranquility. You feel the past gone. Every sin, every mistake, every pain of the past is gone. You're like a brand new baby today. And we ask Allah to protect you and to protect us and keep you steadfast. Now, there's going to be a struggle, right? Shaitan, the devil, and his minions from the humans and jinn are going to try to distract you from the right path. And you're going to have to fight it. And that's what life's about. You have today come back to the purpose of why God created you. To recognize Him and to worship Him. It's the greatest day of your life. Better than the day you were born. Better than the day that you graduated or got married or had kids or whatever. This day you went back to worshiping the Creator. That was your true purpose of creation. Now, you have Sheikh Faisal here, mashallah. He's a scholar. He's more knowledgeable than us and a great example. You can connect with him. There's going to be lessons in the mosque. You're going to learn whatever bad habits you have. You're going to slowly work on getting rid of to improve yourself, to make yourself healthier, to make yourself at peace. And you're going to take this message to your family and friends and community. And inshallah, next time I come to Chicago, you're going to be reading Quran with us and praying with us, inshallah.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anything else you want to say as a message to those maybe watching, maybe people like you who are kind of on the edge?
I just want to say thank you. And also, I think you can see how no matter where you come from, that you can come to Islam and be accepted and be loved and be able to be set on a better path going forward, and it will affect you in all aspects of life and just have you keep moving forward and keep being better and keep stepping with purpose and just keep being the great people you are, no matter who you are, really. This is the greatest day of my life, though. So thank you.
Give me a hug, man.
Give me a hug. Thank you. And we have this young brother. Assalamu alaikum, how you doing, man? Actually took his shahada. What was it about Islam that did it for you, that you finally ended up understanding the purpose of life, why you've been created, and you end up taking that step, taking that declaration of faith and the shahada, and you're here with us today?
It's our brother Julius. He took the shahada here in this masjid, in this blessed masjid of the Quran. The message of our brother, Sheikh Faisal, Julius, alhamdulillah, took shahada this Friday. So, alhamdulillah, you see from this trip, Allah is guiding people.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
I just don't like speaking in public, man. So this is really hard for me.
But
you're amongst your brothers, don't worry.
I look at all of you guys and I see everyone's just such a gentleman. Everyone's very, I can't even explain it, there's not a word for it. But it's just beautiful to see that. And I just learned so much from people that are just, I guess, gentlemen, right? You know, I'm just trying to learn from all of you guys. And I'm going to be as humble as I can. And I'm going to use just that my time in life just to learn what I can from you guys. So I'm just trying to be as humble as I can about everything.
That's beautiful. Again, this is something I think beautiful about Islam. You also look over this crowd and you see people from all walks of life. You see people of different colors, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different languages, different social classes, and you don't see any differentiation. You see everybody together, alhamdulillah, as one humanity with one purpose, and this is why Islam grows. You know, we don't have, churches. Like, where I grew up, there was a Chinese church right across from a Korean church. And they used to be right, like, the same type of Christian, same Methodist, whatever, but they were different. You know, it was more like a social club. But in Islam, alhamdulillah, we're all brothers. We're all one. And that's why you see the message of Islam is what unites mankind. Anything else that you want to say just about how you've been feeling the last couple of days as a Muslim?
I just can't stop smiling. I told my parents this, and I'm like, I just can't stop smiling.
It's the sunnah, man. That's beautiful, beautiful, man. Give me
thank
a hug.
So much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you guys so much.
There's we got another surprise here.
Yeah.
Another surprise. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know about this one.
There's a couple. I mean, we can keep going. There's a lot of brothers here. There's one in particular. Then he come up. This is unplanned, unscripted.
This is all.
It was amazing. I spoke to this brother. I was teaching, and he came teaching jujitsu, and he came. He does a little bit of jujitsu, and I asked him. He just recently, and he's going to go overseas. He wants to study, and I asked him, how long did it take you to really figure this out? Some people take years, and you'd be surprised. And I'll let him take it from here. Come up. He knows right away who I'm talking about. Good. Have a seat. Go ahead, introduce yourself and finish the story from where I...
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. My name is Edwin. Brother Eddie was saying, when I first came to Islam, it wasn't anybody giving me dawah. I was actually at a coffee shop, and it had a library in it, and something was telling me, it was Allah, but at the time, I didn't know. Allah was telling me to get closer to Him. Allah was telling me to find Him, and I didn't really understand. It was a feeling, and I didn't know about Islam at the time. All I knew was the Bible, and so I was there. And there's a library, and I always knew there was a Bible section. So I went there, got a Bible, and that's where it started. And at the time, I didn't know that was my fitrah telling me to get back to Allah. And alhamdulillah, what I read in the Bible, I read a little bit of the Bible, but the part that I read talked about how true knowledge begins when you begin to fear God. I remember specifically there were a few nights where I read those verses and I just got really scared. And at the time I didn't know, but that was my taqwa. And alhamdulillah, I was very scared. And I was like, there's something here, but I could never quite pinpoint it because it was always very emotional. It was based in my feelings. Like my brother just said, he came up here. It's like, it's a feeling. You can't really describe it. And then alhamdulillah, one thing led to another. One day, I'm like on this journey now, I'm getting closer to Allah. And one night, randomly, it was a Friday night, I'm hanging out with one friend, he was a Christian, and randomly we go out to eat. And actually, a friend that I had grown up with since middle school, I'm a freshman in college, and since sixth grade I knew this brother, and he was Muslim. And it just so happened that he randomly showed up at that restaurant. And we all just happened to go back to my friend's house. And we were there until like 4 in the morning. And I remember super late into the night, alhamdulillah, we just started talking about religion. I started explaining how I'm looking, I'm searching, I'm trying to find God. And at the time, I didn't, I couldn't really understand what I was going through. It's very like intense, a lot of fear, a lot of hope, but it was very messy. It was never really coherent. And alhamdulillah, we're talking, and I remember specifically, if I'm taking up too much time, just let me know. And I remember specifically as I'm talking, at the time, religion was, in my mind, just like a concept. I thought like, okay, everybody does their own thing. There's Christians, there's Catholics, there's all these different religions, but it's all the same thing. It just improves your life. And as I'm explaining this, and I'm talking to my my friend, his name's Adam Kwamla, and he started explaining to me, I remember specifically, I don't remember what I said something, and he goes, oh, like, I don't believe in that. And he's like, as a Muslim, we believe this. And he starts explaining it to me. And just the fact that he said, like, no, we don't believe that, and he started explaining, but it was very, like, gentle, like, oh, we don't believe that, this is what I believe. I was like, huh. And one thing specifically about him, quick little sidetrack, is I always noticed from middle school, very young, he was always different from everybody else. I was one of the loud guys, just like being super obnoxious with all the other guys, talking macho, like, and I always remember, like, he was just always super quiet. He would never get involved. He wasn't allowed to go to school dances. It's like, man, this kid is weird. All this sort of thing, like. But I had respect for him because I was like, there's no way he's not like saying this or doing that. I was like, there's no way, he's got to be lying. I always thought that. And there was also another sister that I grew up with. She was always the same. She was always a little different, always quiet, never getting involved, always super respectful, super humble, kept to herself. I always noticed this, but I never really put too much attention to it. And so that was that. After that night with my friend, he gave me our sheikh's number, Sheikh Usama. He gave me his number and he said, look, I'm not the most knowledgeable, but if you want to learn about Islam, reach out to our sheikh. He's really good with the youth. He's like our youth guy. He's like, if you have any questions, go to him. I'll help you out. I was like, okay, perfect. And that was that. It was super simple. He didn't really give me da'wah. It was that simple. And so I left. I reached out to Sheikh Usama. We were planning a little meeting. And I remember I actually went to the masjid. And he was in a meeting. I was texting him that I was there. I was there for like 20 minutes. And I was like, man, this is a sign from God that I'm not supposed to be here. Because I was there. I was super scared. I was jittery. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just left. I was like, it's my excuse. Like, I waited here 20 minutes. I took it. I was like, I'm out of here. And at this time, I'm getting closer to Allah. And I'm looking at these various different religions. And all I knew at the time was Catholicism. So I went to a Catholic priest. And I start asking him questions. And so I'm talking to him and I explain to him, look, I'm not here to become Catholic. I'm just here to learn more. I'm trying to figure out which religion is the right religion. And then my friend Adam, out of nowhere, he texts me. He's like, hey, I have a Quran that's in English. It's yours if you want it. I was like, sure. He's like, okay, come pick it up at this time. So I go. And I remember parking. And I get really scared again. I can't really explain it. Just scared. Just like, but a good scared. Like, I don't know. Just like adrenaline. I was just like, it's scary. Because in my mind, I was like, what am I getting myself into? Like, this is something big. I could just feel it. So I'm walking up to his steps. He opens the door. We greet each other. And then he has a Quran in his hand. And I remember he starts giving me, like, the rules of, like, don't put it on the ground. Don't put anything on top. And he's explaining now. I'm like, oh, man, like, what am I about to do? Oh, man, I just remember it was super intense. And he gives it to me. And I leave. And at this time, there was a lot going on. I was working a lot. I was full-time at school. I was training a lot of jiu-jitsu. There was just a lot. I was, like, hardly sleeping, like, days where I wouldn't sleep. I was just, like, all jacked up. I'm reading the Bible, scared out of my mind 24/7. Don't know what's going on. I go home. I read the Quran. And as I'm reading it, I just remember feeling like, this is it. Like, this is it. I couldn't really explain it. I was just, like, there's something here. I can't pinpoint it, but this is it. This is the truth right here. And then after that, I stopped reading Quran as much. That meeting didn't go through with the sheikh. I'm talking to this Catholic priest, and I explained the situation where I went to the masjid, and then I left, and he was like, well, it's a sign from God. Sometimes God gives you signs, so that's not for you. And then this is where it gets really interesting. I think you guys will like this. So I'm from a Catholic family, but I never really understood the concept of the Trinity. I didn't know that Catholicism had the Trinity. I didn't know that they believed Jesus was God until I'm actually talking with this priest and I start asking him questions. And I remember he slipped it in. He was like, he said Jesus was God in some like slick way. And I was like, wait, hold on. Like,
wait a minute.
I was like, wait, what? And so he looked like mad. Like, wait, what? He's like, you don't know about like the Trinity. And like, I told him I was like a born Catholic and all these things. And he was like, well, you don't know what the Trinity is? And I was like, no, can you explain it to me? And so he's mad. He's explaining it. And
he didn't pick out the belt or anything,
man. Oh, man. I stuck with the word. So he explains it to me. And once he started explaining it to me, I was just like, okay. All right. And so I left. And then I remember Sheikh Usama reached back out to me. And he was like, hey, Edwin, like, how are you doing? Do you still want to meet up? And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And so he's like, come to Jummah on Friday. We'll talk. Very simple. And I was like, okay. And so before that, I remember I'm going to this Catholic priest. And now I'm reading Quran again. I'm watching a lot of lectures. I'm watching these lectures, and I'm like, why is it that they're so confident in what they're saying? Why does it actually make sense? And why does, like, the, like, what's the guy's name? The David Wood. It doesn't make sense what he's saying. It's like a loop. It was weird. It was watching. It was like, Muhammad Hijab, alhamdulillah, he was, like, digging in on him. And I was like, man. I was like, there's something here, and I'm watching more videos, and I was like, this makes sense. Again, I was just like, this makes sense. So I'm reading Quran, I'm watching these videos, and I remember I read Surah Fatiha, and it just, there was something there, and I was like, I have to memorize it. So I memorized it in English, and I remember, and I promise, before I knew what sujood was, how to pray, I would get down with my forehead on the ground. I didn't even know I was facing the Kaaba. I would recite Surah Fatiha. And I just remember, like, I can't describe it. I was just like, this is it. This is it. I could never explain it. Even now, I can. I was just like, this is it. And alhamdulillah, at that point, I was like, I'm Muslim. Like, I just need to learn what I have to do next. And I remember the last time I went to go to the Catholic priest, right before I went to the masjid, he had me read this verse in the Bible, and then we were going to go over it. And so we were going over it at this meeting, and he was like, it was Jesus, peace be upon him, talking to a man with great wealth, and the man was like, what can I do to ensure I go to heaven, to Jannah? And Jesus, peace be upon him, says, like, you have to be willing to give up everything, like, all of your wealth. And so the priest looks at me, and he's like, well, that's what we're here for. Like, what aren't you willing to give up for this, for the religion, for Catholicism? And I just remember getting super scared inside, like, adrenaline's pumping, my heart's beating like crazy. And all I could think about was, like, the Quran, Islam. Like, that's all that was going through my mind. I was like, that's what I can't give up. And that's when I knew, like, Catholicism was not it. It didn't make sense. He's explaining the Trinity. Also, I want to point this out because I think you guys will enjoy this. When I had him explain the Trinity to me, he got so frustrated that it didn't make sense to me. He's like, well, it's just what we believe. Like, you just have to believe it. And I was like, oh, man, like, no, no, no. And so, alhamdulillah, fast forward, I go to Jummah, and at that point, I was like, I'm going to be Muslim. But I was like, okay, I had the same concept of, like, Catholicism, where, like, you have to do this, the confirmation, all this sort of thing. And I was like, okay, what do I have to do? And so I'm talking to my sheikh, and he explains, like, how you just take your shahada, you declare. And he's like, we can do it right here in this room. He asked me, he's like, do you want to take your shahada? And I was like, I can really do that? He was like, of course. I was like, okay, let's do it right now. And he wanted to wait until next Friday for Jummah to do it in front of the whole community. But he said, we never know, like, if something could happen before next Friday, if I could pass away or that sort of thing. So he said, it's always best to do it right here, right now. I was like, okay, let's do it. Oh, man, you can only imagine, like, how I was feeling. Again, I was just like, oh, like, right now, like, how I feel. I'm, like, scared, nervous, but, like, hopeful. It's, well, alhamdulillah. And he's like, okay, wait right here. He runs out. He gets a couple of brothers. And I take my shahada, alhamdulillah, my sheikh starts crying, and I was like, wow, like, I just couldn't believe it, like, he was just being super genuine, started crying. So I take my shahada, all the brothers come up and start hugging me, and I was like, I've never had this before. I've never had, like, people that I've never met just genuinely come up to me and show me love and show me support and tell me they're there, and you can feel that they actually mean it. Yeah, so alhamdulillah, in brief, that's how I came to Islam. And yeah, I mean, I do want to say something real quick, and it's hard to say this. People say, like, when you come to Islam, it changes you, you become a different person, all of these sorts of things, right? The things everybody promises, like, if you do this, you're going to become a new person, you're going to see life differently. But man, my family, my friends, everybody can testify that I am a completely different person than I was a month ago. I was a Muslim a month ago, but I'm a different person than I was a month ago, I was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, all of my life. When I came to Islam, everything was so clear, so simple, everything made sense. I didn't realize it at the time, but when I was younger, I felt like I was always reaching for something, like I was never really, like, satisfied, like I was looking for the next best thing, running, jiu-jitsu, I want to become a neuroscientist, this is the answer, this is what I'm here to do. And I was always so set, like, I'm going to be a heart surgeon, I'm going to be this. But it never went through, and I was like, oh, man, like, why, like, what's happening? I was always looking for fulfillment in things. Big reader, oh, this book is going to change my life, I'm going to follow this book. No, this book is better. Just hopping from one thing to the next, looking for something, not knowing I was looking for something. Just weird, just confused all the time. And when I came to Islam, alhamdulillah, life has just become super simple. I understand that when you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you obey them wholeheartedly. You do good deeds, so your scale of good deeds weighs more than your scale of bad deeds. When you obey your parents, when you just listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in the Quran, and you follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith, that's it. You just follow that. You do what they say and avoid what they say to avoid. You go to Jannah, you go to paradise forever. I read in the Quran the other day and it stuck with me. Allah gives you life. He gives you provisions. He takes your soul and then He resurrects you for eternity to go to Jannah. As a Muslim, it's that simple. And we're just here for the ride. Like, alhamdulillah, I've never been so stress-free. I've never felt this good. I've never gone through, like, the hardships that I've gone through recently. Not big ones, small things that would normally just trigger me and make me mad.
all I think in my mind is like, Qadr Allah, this is what Allah has destined for me. Why am I going to get mad? Why? It's like, Allah has written this for me. Just accept it. And it's this clarity, this sense of like, you're doing what you're supposed to be here for. It's just like, you, it's hard to explain. You just feel like everything is in the right place all the time. You feel like you know what to do, you know what to avoid. And you're just going through life, waiting to die. Like, the thought of death used to scare me, but now I'm like, man, like, death can't come sooner. Like, I want to go to Jannah. Like, but yeah, alhamdulillah, I'll pass it over to you guys.
Jazakallah khair, that was beautiful.
How about just another, we'll do one more. It's
more.
a two-minute one.
That was beautiful, man. Jazakallah
khair. All right, brother. Now, this one, we'll do a short one real quick, but this brother just surprised me in a thobe. And we've been talking to him for some time.
Let me guess.
Where do you think he's from?
Philippines.
Philippines. Come up here, Philippines. Where is he? Have you met him?
I just met him earlier, and I was thinking the same thing.
This is brother EJ.
The brother just left. What's his name?
Edwin. Yeah.
What's your ethnicity, just out of curiosity? Mexican, all right, cool.
Say something in Spanish.
¿Cómo estás, amigo? Órale, pues. ¿Qué es tu barrio? No, I'm just kidding. Huh? No, but I grew up Mexican. Long story.
So I'm sure we're almost out of time.
¿Cómo está? Bien,
mashallah.
Salam alaikum.
So give us the short version. We'll do the long version another time. We're almost out of time, but tell us, what did it for you? You surprised me today, seeing you. You've come a long way. It's been years in the process. Give us the final, what did it for you that you finally ended up accepting Islam?
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. See, I'm a little nervous.
Relax, you're amongst brothers.
You know, I was put in a spot. The only time I talk to everybody is when I'm teaching class, jiu-jitsu. You know, that's how I found Islam, because Brother Eddie. I was his student, you know, and I've been learning, you know, Islam for ever since I started, actually. You know, just one thing that, you know, what I loved about Islam is that, you know, me being around them, they never, you know, their dawah is just the way how they interact with people. You know, I think that's what's important. Like for me as well, like when I'm doing dawah to my family, yes, I talk about Islam to them, but then the most important thing is how we are with our parents. You know, I took my shahada last year, alhamdulillah. You know, and I just surprised Brother Eddie and everybody at Renzovic Jiu-Jitsu in Lincoln Square. You know, I kept it super low key. You know, I didn't want to do it in public. And for me, it's just one. I'm very shy. Just me being up here. I don't you know. But alhamdulillah, you know. And with brother with Shep, you know, I watch OFM. I think that's one thing that helped me to, you know, like what am I waiting for? I think that's the question that everybody's like. Like for us, we have the belief already. It's just, when are we taking that step? I think for me is when I took my shahada. It's like, you know, I was already a Muslim for 2 years, but I just never took my shahada. You know, but alhamdulillah, I think the one that gave me that push is brother Reggie. I don't know if he's here. You know, he took his shahada in December of last year, and then. I was like, man, he's, you know, we train jiu-jitsu, you know, what's stopping me? You know, I think for me, it's just like, man, let's just do it, you know. So, alhamdulillah, it's been over a year now, you know, so I'm still learning, you know. But inshallah, we'll, you know, maybe in the Deen show, we'll talk the whole, when I'm ready, you know, you talk about the whole process of me becoming a Muslim.
Jazakallah khair, that's beautiful. And I think one thing also, the Philippines, many people may not realize, was an entirely Muslim community
until the Spanish came, and not through good manners, through the sword and through massacres and genocides and wars and crusaders, they forced Catholicism upon the people of the Philippines. And even till today, for example, in Tagalog, when you say thank you, what do you say? Salamat. Salamat po. You're saying salam, which is an Arabic word. Manila is actually from Arabic. Until today, if you go to the Philippines, if you go to the South, Mindanao, where the Spanish were not able to conquer, they're Muslims. And inshallah, Islam is spreading in the Philippines, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any wars, without any conquistadors and crusaders and swords, with good mannerisms and good akhlaq and da'wah, all of Philippines will come back to Islam, inshallah.
I want to thank everybody for coming out. Let's give a final takbir.
Allahu Akbar!
And I want to thank you, Sheikh.
Jazakallah khair. It is always a pleasure. Hamza, good to see you. Sheikh Faisal, again, we want to thank you. Allah bless you.
A very good friend of mine, Brother Eddie from the Deen Show, who I've known for a number of years, from the very beginning when he started it. I was among his early guests. And mashallah, our brother Eddie has been very active in promoting da'wah, spreading the message of Islam, and he has now taken everything to the next level. Eddie has now, after a number of years on the Deen Show, taken the da'wah efforts to the next level, which is that of establishing a da'wah center for the USA. He is about to launch it in its fullness, but it has already started in Florida, and he needs your support. This is an effort which began already some months back, and they need your support for spreading the message of Islam in the USA. So my brothers and sisters, reach out to support him. We need your support now.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you'd like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeenshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.